Youth ministry and marriage ministry may seem like separate areas of church life. One focuses on students, the other focuses on couples. But in a healthy church, these ministries belong together. The young person in youth group today may be the bride or groom tomorrow. That means youth ministry is not only about keeping students busy, entertained, or away from trouble. It is about forming disciples who can someday become faithful husbands, faithful wives, wise parents, church servants, workers, neighbors, and Christian leaders. Ephesians 4:11-13 WEB says that Christ gave leaders to the church for the perfecting of the saints, to the work of serving, to the building up of the body of Christ. Youth ministers are part of that formation work. They help young people grow into maturity in Christ. Marriage ministry also belongs to that formation work. A wedding minister does not simply ask, "Can I perform this ceremony?" A wedding minister asks, "How can I help this bride and groom enter covenant marriage with truth, grace, prayer, and Christian witness?" That question begins long before the wedding day. A youth to marriage ministry pathway may include teaching students about identity in Christ, honoring their bodies, respecting the opposite sex, practicing wise friendships, understanding dating, discerning calling, resisting pornography, honoring parents, learning communication, and seeing marriage as covenant rather than consumption. This is where organic human thinking helps. Young people are not just minds to be informed or behaviors to be managed. They are embodied souls. Their spiritual lives, emotions, bodies, families, desires, habits, and wounds are connected. A young man's view of women will affect the kind of groom he becomes. A young woman's view of herself will affect the kind of bride she becomes. Both need the gospel, scripture, wise mentors, and a church community that honors male and female as God's good design without turning them into shallow stereotypes. Titus 2 gives a powerful picture of intergenerational formation. Older men, older women, younger women, and younger men are all addressed. The church is a family of formation. Marriage ministry should not be isolated from youth ministry, women's ministry, men's ministry, chaplaincy, coaching, or discipleship. A local church might build a simple pathway. First, teach youth and young adults a biblical vision of embodied discipleship and covenant relationships. Second, prepare dating and engaged couples with pre-marriage conversations. Third, train wedding ministers who can serve ceremonies with biblical clarity and pastoral warmth. Fourth, offer post-wedding follow-up through mentoring, Christian marriage growth, small groups, or marriage enrichment. Fifth, raise up more leaders who can serve future couples. This is ministry sciences in practice. Healthy ministry is not chaotic. It has structure, communication, role clarity, boundaries, referral awareness, and accountability. The youth minister who becomes involved in wedding ministry must not act independently or emotionally. It is easy to say yes because a former student asks, but love requires wisdom. Ask, what is the church policy? Has the senior pastor been consulted? Has the couple received premarital preparation? Are there red flags? Do I understand the civil requirements? Am I prepared to refer if the couple needs counseling, legal help, or pastoral supervision beyond my role? A faithful youth to marriage pathway blesses the whole church. It tells young people your future matters. It tells engaged couples your covenant matters. It tells families the church cares. It tells the community Christian marriage is not merely a private event. It is a public witness before God. A wedding officiant leads the ceremony. A wedding minister serves the covenant.